This is the Composer's Datebook for September 2nd. I'm John Zeck. Imagine a crisp blue northern sky, a Canadian Mountie in a bright red tunic, and, what else? An elaborately coiffed operatic soprano singing in the middle of the woods. Yes, it was on today's date in 1924 at the Imperial Theater in New York that the Indian Love Call made its debut as part of a musical entitled Rose Marie, with tunes provided by an American composer of Bohemian birth named Rudolf Frimmel. This one-time Dvorak pupil was born in Prague in 1879. He scored such a hit when he debuted his own piano concerto at Carnegie Hall in 1904 that he decided to make America his home. His early years as an American composer, however, were pretty rough. But by 1912, The Firefly, his first musical on Broadway, was a great success. Frimmel followed this with a string of increasingly popular New York shows. Rose Marie from 1924, The Vagabond King from 1925, they both proved to be the most lucrative. But by the mid-1930s, Frimmel's old-world musical style was judged too old-fashioned for Broadway, with the likes of Gershwin and Cole Porter having their successes. Ironically, it was during the 30s that Nelson Eddy and Jeanette MacDonald films, based on Frimmel musicals, broke box office records. These campy films are now treasured precisely for their sweet, if rather affected, period flavor. Before retirement, Frimmel worked for the film industry and died in Hollywood in 1972 at the age of 92. For more on Rudolf Frimmel and the ups and downs of musical fashion throughout history, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.